got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family, well, by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Wednesday again. It is Manhood Hour in the third hour today. What the? Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. The biblical question, hola, Cecilia, mama mia, gushes, what the? Question. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? Anger or understanding? Which do you prefer? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are running around doing whatever you're doing, over at Costco, try to get some day work, and the DOJ come and get you, and you start running, and then you manage to get away, and then you go right to the camera and cry. I'm just here trying to earn a living. And you cry. What the? You can be listening to the show. Or you're just working out. Or you just walk around the studio in the morning time, and all of a sudden you feel faint. Like, hey. And you can't do your own show. You gotta go sit down somewhere. You still could be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? What I want to do the first thing this morning, a little different than what we normally do. And then we'll get to some phone calls and other information. What a mess! It's a spiritual world. Amazing. It really is amazing. It's like amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you back to normal?
Yes.
You remind me of that woman that was on Fox News show. She passed out while doing an interview like this.
I didn't want that to be me.
I didn't either. I'm glad you're better.
Thank you.
So you're feeling better and everything?
Yep.
Okay.
Calvin in Ohio bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk a couple of days ago. All this time you mentioned and ask people, where is a black neighborhood that's nice,
right,
and you want to move to? You mention all the white neighborhoods in L.A., and then I start thinking why you don't mention Baldwin Hills, which is the black Beverly Hills, or Ladera Heights, predominantly black neighborhoods.
I don't think they're black anymore, totally black. I haven't been up there so long. You may be right. I'm not disputing you, because I do remember when they were predominantly black. But I don't know if that's still true. But they are nice neighborhood. But I mean, like, areas that is black. Because if you go downstairs from Balmer Hill, you're in trouble. But, yeah, I know those neighborhood.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Elijah with a diamond says, the real Biden died already. The new one is an imposter.
I done died one time, and I ain't got to die no more. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you guys for your lemons and diamonds and ice creams, you D-Live crew people.
Amazing.
Chow Yun Cat says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9, heart.
Well, try that and then let me know how it goes. But thank you.
He says, salvation is...
Try that and let me know how it works for you.
Right on. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12, Christian cross emoji. Only Jesus, hands celebrating.
Only Jesus what?
Yeah, salvation is found.
Oh, thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Chow Yun Cat.
Yeah, thank you, Chow Yun Cat.
And thank you, Mada.
You might have know it.
A new JLP show member.
Thank you, Mada.
Right on.
Right on. Appreciate it.
Chow Yun Cat says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Baba Thump of Thursday. Thank
Indeed.
You.
Romario bought a coffee. Amazing discussion about the African refugees. P.S. Hopefully Joel Friday is watching back the episode. I saw his ego taking over. I'm trying to call from overseas with a question, but Skype isn't there anymore. It's via MS Teams. Oh, yeah, Microsoft Teams. But how can I call? Greetings, Romario.
We don't know. If you find out, let us know. We're definitely doing... on our end, looking to see the best way to do it and let you all know. But if you come up with a way overseas people, good morning. And let us know. And then call if you find a way.
Yeah, I don't think Teams works.
Right. Thank you.
Nice. Music Man 75 rated the channel over on pilled.net.
Wow.
Right on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I keep reading. Waiting on the world to change.
Rating.
I keep rating. Waiting on the world to change. Did Joel Friday want to know, did us blacks do hate show justice?
They did a good, yeah, the blacks did a great job.
Amazing.
Filling in for hate.
Especially with the last minute notice like that.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Anthony on Cash App. Black fatigue in the WNBA. Angel Reese says fans are racist. That's ridiculous.
What's wrong with the blacks? Thank you.
Free Your Mind, a JLP show member. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. And if you free your mind, the rest will follow. Amazing. Thank you.
Madeline, three coffees. Good morning, JLP team. Love y'all. I'm checking in on Hake. Don't listen to Jesse Hake. You ain't no beta. I hope you feel better soon. No one can fill your shoes at all. Praying for you. Thanks, hands. Praying hands.
Right on.
Thank you.
That's right. I'm glad you will, because no one can fill his shoes.
10 coffees from Timothy.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Madeline.
Yeah.
Timothy says, started counting stabs today, at least 196 so far that I was conscious of. One thing I noticed, when you're conscious of the stabs, it's easy to avoid the emotion. When you go unconscious, the emotion happens, and you get stabbed even more without realizing. Church has been a massive help for me. So much I want to say, but I will keep it short. Amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Gregatron says, the Hake Report was powerful yesterday. Did y'all listen to the Hake Report? The duo was so nice and refreshing. I sent that video to my coworker, and he loved it. It's the best little network on this side of heaven.
Right on. Thank you, and thank you for your support. If you have not heard the Hake Report Monday through Friday, for those who have not heard of Hake, may not have heard. I think everybody, and they mama have by now, if you're black. Everybody, their mama, if you're white, you should listen. You owe it to yourself to at least listen once. And once you hear, you're not going to go back. Once you go black, you're never going back. But even though he's white. Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12. No, 11. Right?
Right. 9
to 11. 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. Check it out.
John Contreras bought three coffees. Hey, Jesse, how do we seek first the kingdom of God?
By going within and watching the hell, and you go through that hell, and on the other side of that hell is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, paradise, the real you, life itself. But you got to go through hell first in order to get to heaven. And the hell is your thoughts, emotions, up and down feelings, looking for love, all that stuff. Pure hell. You got to go through that to find heaven. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Not Archangel Gabriel bought a coffee. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Just enjoying my import Nicaragua coffee today, this morning.
Nice.
Dreaming of the day I can finally have Massa Jesse's special plantation roast coffee. Maybe you will have imports ready for July. Good coffee is important for White History Month celebrations, after all.
July is White History Month. Our eighth year, right? Of celebrating White History Month.
I believe so.
Yeah, if not seven for sure, maybe eight. And right now, we can't import purchase coffee. But don't worry, the Great White Hope is making all things possible. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. Donald Trump is so amazing. I can't find a better word. That I can hardly... I'm glad to be alive to observe what real love, power, and authority look like in someone else. Really, Donald Trump possesses that like no other person than Jesus Christ that I'm aware of. Even though my grandfather was tough, older men and women back then were tough. But I've never seen it like Donald Trump before. I read about it. When you read the word in the beginning, there was the word, and the word with God, God was the word, and the word with God. I read in the Bible about Jesus being that way. But to witness it is amazing. Thank you. I don't know how I got into all that, but whatever. Thank you.
Not Archangel Gabriel. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Tom, you know what I realized?
What?
Everybody blames Adam and Eve for everything, not realizing we are all guilty of the same thing. We are Adam and Eve.
There
amazing.
You go. Absolutely. Amazing.
Retro Memento with a Rumble rant just announced they're appointing a black governor queen into Georgia. What a mess. Let the twerking begin. Bottoms up. Scream emoji.
A governor what?
Governor Queen.
What's that mean?
Black Governor Queen, a woman, black woman.
Of Georgia?
That's what he says.
And who was the governor before that? A white man, right?
I think so. I think it's that white Republican guy.
Yeah.
was kind of iffy on Trump.
Well, he's definitely better than if they. I didn't even know they were having an election in Georgia.
I don't know.
Yeah, I understand. Let me know. Make it clear. Thank you.
Yeah, currently it's Brian Kemp. That's what I heard.
Right. So they have elected a new one, right?
I don't know. You're asking leading questions, and I don't know.
Well, I don't want to lead you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Rhett, 66, good morning. Jesse Lee Peterson over on Pilled.net. Thank you, sir.
Good morning. Or thank man. You. I appreciate it. Over on Pills.net.
Pureblood 777 on BitChute yesterday. So true. You need to step into your manhood first. Let God lead you to be the man you need to be. Then you can run your house and run your life the way you see fit, not just reacting to life like everyone else.
Then and only then. Thank you.
Billy says, Jesse, you're only free when you do the silent prayer. Everything is a prison. Your life is a prison.
Thank you. Amazing. What? Nah, thank you.
No more thoughts answering the biblical question.
Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
I prefer anger, because for now, it's still successful in deceiving me. No more thoughts.
Amazing. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And also on buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, No More Thoughts says, the guys in Punchy TV were talking about pain. When Joel said it's like he feels pain as a negative, I think I saw that the false me is saying that to me too. Maybe spiritual pain marks the spot they don't want me to see.
Amazing. Thank you. Check out Punchy's TV. Punchy.tv is amazing. Thank you.
Rhett66 on Pilled. Everyone wants to be special. In order to feel special, they have to become a victim. They have to be a bigger victim than the next person.
Everybody and their mama. What? And if you're white, everybody and their mama. Thank you. Very good point.
Commander Kim Blatt's so generous, they'd steal from you. Terrible.
Amazing. Thank you. I noticed that the Mexicans don't like to work like they used to.
Yeah.
And they'll come in and do a little work for you, but they do bare minimum. They'll do just what they got to do to get by. But I remember when the Mexicans used to work hard. Si, señor. You like, señor, si? And then I noticed that the Mexicans, they get drunk. And they don't come back to work the next day.
Terrible.
And then they call up the boss and say, oh, I gotta take my children to school. Oh, my kids said, and they really been drunk all night. What? Amazing. Things have changed. Grandpa tell me about the good old days. Amazing. Thank you.
Mazga says, thanks for mentioning whites hating Jews is like blacks hating whites. It's all victimhood and hate.
It sure is. It's interesting to me. It's so interesting to hear the white people who hate the Jews say exactly about the Jews what the black says about them. That is mind-blowing. I remember, and still is, where the black would accuse the white people of corrupting them. They would say, black people used to be so good. And then they started hanging out with the white folk, and the white folk corrupted them, caused them to become immoral. And the blacks need to stay away from the whites, and the whites own everything. And the blacks can't get it. They control the media. They control Hollywood. They control. It's the same old thing. It's like everybody went through the same hell and got their information. What the? Amazing. That's so interesting to me. I hardly know what to do with it.
It's crazy.
It's amazing. Thank you.
Lord Bibby 42 bought a coffee. Jesse, how is Brandon Johnson going to return what black folks have been robbed of, quote unquote, when they the ones robbing each other and everyone else? He ain't nothing but a mama leading blacks straight to hell. What a mess.
That is such a good point. Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, worse than that mayor they got rid of. And he reported that he hired all blacks, for the most part, in his administration. He's trying to give them back what's been taken away from them. Doesn't it sound like South Africa? That's what they said about the whites in South Africa, and now the whites are under genocide. That's happening in America, and it's gonna get worse. Did you hear that? Thank you. Did you hear that the president is meeting with an African black president? I think today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that man coming here.
The South Africa guy?
Yeah.
Ramaphosa?
Yeah, he does it. According to the report, he's not very happy that Trump gave the whites a way out of South Africa.
What does he care?
He messed with the wrong person, though.
Yep.
And this ain't Obama or Joe Biden he coming to meet.
Interesting.
Trump is going to tell him how the cow ate the cabbage.
I hope so.
Oh, no, he will.
Nice.
Don't mess with Trump. No, 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 no. Don't mess with Trump. No, 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 no. Leave Trump alone. Get a Joe Biden Obama on your own. Thank you.
Aaron G., I'm on the biblical question. Which do you prefer?
Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
I prefer understanding. But isn't that only because I understand what understanding means?
I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
With another, Aaron G. asks,
ask!
Can anger be understood?
I'll put my two cents on Sunday. I can't respond to the biblical question.
Douglas says,
thank you, though.
Why do I want to get revenge on the people who have wronged me? Asks Douglas.
Because you're evil. Evil love evil. Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all.
Got through a good chunk.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I want to go to Maryland out of Virginia. I mean, Madeline. Madeline, thank you for calling. You're on the air. Madeline, not Maryland. Madeline.
Okay. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Okay. So I just wanted to ask if you've ever heard of restorative. I wanted to see if you've ever heard of restorative practices.
No. What is that?
So this is what happened in my public school about 20 years ago. And I think this is how a lot of this crime and entitlement got worse, because as a teacher, we had this program called restorative practices, which would give us ways to not punish black students, but form relationships and have these little restorative meetings and talking over and over. And no matter what they did if they did something wrong in school, they got into a fight, they were cussing, whatever it would be, like there was no punishment. We had to jump through probably five hoops before we could even get an administrator, a principal involved in the behavior. So what happened is a lot of teachers, especially white teachers, they just like gave up and just let the kids, and this is generalizing, this isn't everybody, but most, they kind of just gave up and ignored the behaviors. And now what I'm seeing in schools today, because I'm still a teacher, the kids in detention there, it's like worse than Welcome Back, Cotter, when they would have the detention classrooms and the kids would be acting up.
Yeah.
You hear kids saying the F word, calling each other the N words. And this is in a middle school. These are 12 and 13 year old kids. So it's very traumatizing for me just hearing that at work every day. So I don't even get administrators involved. I just figure out ways to deal with the behaviors on my own, because they don't really want us. There's no punishment anymore for them. So they just go out on the streets and they act the way they want. And I think that's a lot of reason why the public schools are just not, you know, what they used to be.
It
just came from restorative practice.
I didn't know about I don't remember hearing about that. I may have, I just don't remember restorative practices. But I do remember years ago when they told the teachers that you can no longer punish the blacks, and that
right.
that you can punish the whites and everybody else, but not the black kids, because of racism, and the blacks have been punished
right.
so much. And I know that when they did that, the black children went out of control because they were not being disciplined at home, and they went out of control in the school. You know, it's interesting to me that how the blacks for the last 70 years have been set up, deliberately set up and used for destruction in every area of life. They have been used for destruction, and the blacks don't mind. They love being angry and out of control and violent and don't care. It's like a normal way of living to them. It's amazing to see it.
And now other kids are seeing it happen, so they're joining in. Yeah. They're joining in on it too. And now you see, you know, white kids doing it, and you don't really see a lot of, you know, Asian and Middle Eastern kids doing it because they have a lot of them, I think, have structure at home, or maybe their parents are more harsh with punishment. But now it's just, and I work in one of the most diverse public schools in the entire country. In the entire country, it is the most diverse. And that could be a good thing, but they're not requiring students to, I know when I was in school, I was called white girl because I like school, I like to do well in school. So I think these kids don't want to be seen as white, so they rebel and they're the opposite of white. And that's why people just don't want to be teachers.
Why do you work in a public school? Why not go to a private school or teach at a homeschooling or something? Why do you work in a public school? Because you're putting your life at risk. These people can literally kill you.
I know. I had to do an after-school duty.
You're white, right?
I'm mixed.
I'm mixed. What?
I mix with black and white.
I'm not half
or white. My whole family we're all just light-skinned brown people. So a lot of people just think I'm Hispanic or Middle Eastern or something. A lot of people don't think I'm black, but I'm part black.
So why do you take the risk to work in a public school knowing that these black kids that you're putting your life in dealing with them?
Right. Well, so I am trying to get out of, I'm trying to go into a, I am looking into a Christian or a private school. It's just that I am single, I'm not married, and I have to support myself. And Christian and public or private schools don't even pay nearly as much as a public school.
Oh, I see.
So I have to, So, I mean, I'm just doing it. I mean, I get to retire in 5 years. I'm just probably going to go, you know, maybe back to West Virginia or somewhere where it's a little more white, maybe more safe. I'm not sure about those schools anymore either.
Right.
Now that, you know, public schools are just garbage now. But I have 5 more years and I am looking into a change into a better school. I actually just had an interview earlier. So, I mean, I am trying to get out of it because it's just not, and I feel bad for these good kids that are there and they think it's normal now. So these kids are going to be all messed up in 10 to 20 years, like all of them. They don't know what's right.
But that's what the blacks have been doing to America. And not all, but most. They have been corrupting and destroying America. And now they're in government. They're in our police department. Look at Louisiana. They have a black police chief and a black mayor. I mean, and New Orleans, Louisiana is out of control. And just Indiana, Chicago. But Madeline, I wish you well. Amazing story. Thank you for your call.
You're very welcome, Jesse. Thank you.
You stay with it. You're working on yourself.
Yeah, I sure will. Thank you for all you do.
You're welcome. Amazing. Thank you. I got to take a break. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV, he black. At 11 a.m., you're on fire. Mercy and Grace. You can't beat that. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. The only one around that is giving back to America to show his appreciation. The American Anchor Baby at 12. Energy given to him by God. Support us on social media. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv/JLP. Well, Christ is King. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We are on Peeled. PILLED.net/JesseLeePeterson. Like, follow, comment, subscribe, ring the bell, and blah, blah, blah. I want to go quickly back to the phone. Let me go down to Sweet Home, Alabama, and talk to a first-time caller. Trip, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson. So happy to be part of the show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
It's my pleasure. Did you want me to jump right into it?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I was calling today because, you know, I've watched a whole lot of your content and a whole lot of the conversations you've had with different folks online from the conservative end of the spectrum, the liberal end, and everywhere in between. You always bring up the family dynamic that that person grew up in, and I don't think once someone's family has lived up to your standard. I kind of want to understand from your perspective what a biblically inspired archetypal family should look like, specifically, if you could, the role of a woman and a wife. You always seem so critical of the way women and mothers conduct themselves, sometimes, you know, justifiably so. But I was just curious about that this morning.
And when you say I don't have a standard.
Okay. yeah, no standard at all. There's nothing you kind of expect as something that is archetypally a good way for a family to set themselves up to raise children?
I do know that if you do decide that you want to make children, there should be a husband and a wife. And in that in that situation, the husband, the father, should be leading the way in the home instead of being a passive man, because in a relationship where the woman is dominating and the man, husband, is passive, it is an abomination against God. And I know that all the children, the wife, and everybody suffers as a result of that. And so from what I can tell, most homes today are controlled by dominated women, and all hell is breaking loose.
That's no good at all.
I know. Have you noticed that?
Well, could you help me understand what a dominating woman looks like?
You don't. I mean, you never seen like, one.
Well, I very well might have. I've definitely encountered some difficult women. But when you say dominating, do you mean like? I mean, how you know? Are we talking about a woman that wants to work outside the home, or a woman that wants to make her own financial decisions?
Are
or?
You married?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm, you know, you open to the opportunity. I just want to make sure to make the right decisions along the way.
A dominated woman is one that refuses to follow and obey her husband.
That's fair. I can understand that. You know, a lot of guys would pay good money for a dominating woman.
What do you mean?
I don't think we can get onto that on this show, but
they would pay money to have a dominating woman?
I'm just teasing, Jesse.
Oh, okay.
But no, I'm picking up kind of what you're saying there, but is this a biblically inspired perspective of yours? Is this something you came to believe by way of the Bible, or is this just something you believe on your own experience?
I don't understand that question.
Okay, let me try again.
When you say a biblically inspired, are you biblically inspired?
I try to be.
Are you?
Well, like I said, I try to be. I don't think that's a standard that anyone can live up to perfectly. Short answer would be yes, Jesse.
And you asked me that. I have no idea what that is. I do hear the Christian saying it, but I don't know what it means. But how are you biblically inspired?
Well, I would say that I try to live my life and make decisions based on the guidance and advice and example set by characters in the Bible and the message of the Bible.
Meaning, when you say characters in the Bible, you mean what?
Well, I mean the people that the stories are about.
How old are you?
I'm 20. Oh, God, I'm 29.
And so what is it like knowing, how long have you been living this biblically inspired life?
I was born in Alabama, so since 1996.
So you've been living that biblically inspired life since 1996?
To the best of my ability. That's when I was born. That was kind of a joke.
And what does it feel like? You say you're 20 what now?
29.
What does it feel like not being able to live up to that at all?
Could you help me understand that when you say not live up to it at all?
You have not lived up to your little biblical inspired life. What does that feel like not being able to live up to that?
Well, I mean, that's the fallen state, Jesse. It's the state of man. We can't live up to it, but we can only do our best.
So what does it feel like not being able to live up to your little biblical inspired life? What does it feel like?
I think it feels pretty bad.
And why does it feel bad not being able to live up to that?
Well, because, well, personally, I think the example that Jesus set by living a perfect life and, you know, a perfection so pure that the evil of the world decided to kill him for it, you know, it's obviously not good to not be able to live up to a perfect example. It feels very bad.
It feel like what?
Well, just all the suffering that we experience here on Earth, anxiety and anger, extreme emotional, you know, variance from depression to mania to everything in between. It's stressful. It's uncomfortable. It's painful.
And so you have all those symptoms, right, because you're not able to live up to the biblical inspired life. What would happen if you stopped trying to live up to it?
Oh. If I tried to stop living up to the standard that I think is set forward me in the Bible, what would that be like?
What would happen if you stopped trying to live up to the biblical inspired life? What would happen to you if you stopped trying to live up to it?
I think things would only get worse.
And why do you think they can't get any worse? It's already worse for you.
Why do I think they couldn't get any
you
worse?
You think they would get worse, right?
Yes, I do.
But they're already worse for you, and you've been trying to live up to it since 1990 and wherever, and it's not working. So it's already worse for you. You have no peace. you have stress and worry and fear and all that. How worse, how bad can it get? It's already bad. And you're trying to live up to it. It's already bad. Why? What would happen if you didn't try to live up to it? No, you said it would get worse. Worse in what way?
Well, since this is a little bit of a political show, I guess I can say that,
How is your little political show?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To answer your question, I can look around at all sorts of non-Christian cultures, pagan cultures, Muslim cultures, you name it, and I can point out lots of ways that they're worse than ours, which is predominantly Christian, or at least guided by Christian principles. I think that there are lots of ways that a life could be lived worse than trying to live up to the example set by Jesus Christ in the Bible.
What would happen, since your life is already worse, trying to live up to it, and you're not going to be able to, what would happen if you stop trying?
Jesse, I couldn't say. I don't know the answer to that.
Why don't you give it a try and see? Since the way you're doing it is not working, why not try something else before you're too old? Why don't you stop trying to live up to it and see what happened, since trying to live up to it is not working for you?
That's a fair point. I should give it a try.
Amazing, huh?
Yes, sir.
Are you, have you ever wondered, here you are all your life, you've been believing in Jesus, and you've been reading the Word, and yet your life is only as the older you get, the worse your life gets. Have you ever wondered why?
Well, I have to disagree with your premise there. I think my life has only been improved by trying to follow the example of Jesus.
But it hasn't. You have no peace.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think that
you don't have
plenty of peace in my
life.
Do
you have peace?
I have peace in my life. Yes, I do.
You have perfect peace?
I don't think anyone can achieve perfect peace.
Do you have perfect peace?
I do not.
Then you don't have peace.
It's either all or nothing, huh?
You can't have peace of peace. You got to have a whole 99.5 won't do. You got to have 100. You think God wants you to have portion peace, piece of peace?
On earth, I think that might be the best we can hope for, but no, I think he wants perfect peace for me.
And why do you think on earth that the only thing you can hope for is... it's piece of peace and not the whole thing. Why do you think that?
What's the name of your show?
Why do you
think? Fallen State, Jesse.
Right. But so you're still in the fallen state?
I think we all are. I think that's the nature of man.
Are you still in the fallen state?
Yes, of course.
And then, so are you a son of God?
I feel that I am.
And so how can you be in a fallen state and be a son of God?
I'm a son of Adam. Adam was beguiled by his wife, who was beguiled by the serpent in the garden.
How can you be in a
good and evil?
How can you be in a fallen state and be a son of God?
Again, I think we're kind of at a loggerhead about some core biblical principles here. I think that the state of man is to be. Well, I think the state of man is a fallen one. I think that our nature as human beings is to be separate from God in that way. I think the best we can do while we're here on earth is to pursue perfection as given by the example of Jesus Christ. But again, I guess that we might be at a disagreement
there.
I might be wrong.
Where did the Bible tell you to pursue perfection? Where does it say that?
Ooh, that's a good one. Let me think. Well, the Mormons believe in deification, which is like their whole thing. That's not my deal. So.
Are you a Mormon?
No.
Oh, why are you bringing up the... Why are you bringing up the Mormon? But where in the Bible does it say pursue perfection?
I couldn't point to a passage from the top of my head.
So why do you say that then?
Because Jesus lived a perfect life. I was always taught to pursue a life lived as closely to the one that he lived.
And then Jesus tell you to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect?
I'm sorry, are you asking me that or are you telling me that?
Did Jesus tell you to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect?
Like I said, I cannot point to a specific passage that would
Did Jesus tell you to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect?
Again, Jesse, I'm not sure, so I can't really answer with
you. You're not like a Bible thumper, huh?
Well, I think that's a little bit of a derogatory term. I study the Bible. I study lots of world religions. It's a very interesting and fun topic.
Amazing. So last but not least.
Sure.
What would happen if you dropped your anger?
I dropped my anger.
What would happen if you let it all go?
And let never all be, anger go at all times.
And never be angry again. What would happen?
People might start calling me a Buddhist.
That's why you don't want to drop it?
No, I'm teasing.
Oh.
No, I'm sure that my life would probably be, you know, one of blissful ignorance if I wasn't angry at anything ever. But
so why
I don't know
you...
if I'm ready to do that.
I'm sorry?
I said I don't know if I'm ready to do that. I don't think I'm ready to entirely forsake an emotion like anger.
Oh, you're not ready
not
for that?
A productive one. I don't know if I am. That's a pretty extreme thing to ask of someone. Never feel angry again for the rest of my life? Ever?
Right. That's an extreme thing to suggest for someone?
I feel that it is. I mean, that's, you know, that's a whole lot to ask of somebody. I mean, you know, there's a big spectrum of anger. I mean, are we talking about, I mean, my goodness, you know, what would that look like? What would a life without anger at anything, at any time, for any reason, what would that even look like?
Why don't you give it a try and see what happened? Because God told you to do that. Anger is evil. Anyone that has anger is evil and cannot be trusted. An angry person is a murderer and cannot be trusted, according to the word. So is God lying or something up when he tell you to drop all your anger? Anger is not of God.
What emotion was Jesus feeling when he drove out the money changers in the temple?
He did not feel
whipping at him.
He did not feel what you're feeling, that's for sure. So was God being wrong when he said anyone that has anger cannot be trusted and that they're evil?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I would love to see exactly what passages you're pulling that from. But if that is something that God the Father instructed us on, then that's something I'd have to take under serious consideration.
But it's interesting in that you say you've been a Christian all your life and you think anger is good, is an emotion and you should hold on to it. That's
oh, no, I wouldn't say it's good by default. I'm just saying that it's one of a, you know, pretty big emotional toolkit we have here as humans.
But that's a default because anger separates you from God. Do you know that you would never know God, you would never be one with him until you drop your anger? You cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven until you forgive so he can forgive you?
Now, that I agree with. I agree with the importance of forgiveness almost as a core tenet of the faith.
Have you forgiven your mother?
See, that kind of brings me back to the reason I called. Why would you say that? What does that mean?
You don't know what
forgiving my mother.
You don't know what forgiving your mother mean?
Do you mean on like a philosophical level about like the original sin of the woman or something? Are you talking about why would you assume that my mother harmed me in some way? Why would you just bring that up out of nowhere?
Because you think like her, you have emotions like her, you become like your mother. Are you surprised you became like your mother?
Well, to be quite frank, I'm a little bit proud of it. She's a very successful and proud woman. I'm proud that she's my mother, and I'm proud to be compared to her in any way.
So you're proud to be like your mama?
Most certainly.
Really?
I love her very much.
Really? Well, if you're proud to have that nature of the woman, there's no way out for you.
Well, I wouldn't say that it goes that far, Jesse.
You're saying you're proud to be like your mama?
Absolutely. If
you're proud to be like your mama, ain't no way out.
Again, I feel like that's a little bit extreme.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm proud to be compared to the good qualities that my mother has.
There's nothing good about your mama.
Whoa, hey, man.
No, ain't nothing good about you. Your mama is evil. That's why she...
Why would you say something like that?
That's why she...
That's awful.
That's why she recreated you in her image. You're just like your mama. She turned you away from your father, and you think like her, you feel like her, and you're proud of it. That doesn't make sense to me, but I understand it.
Jesse, I got to say that's kind of a hurtful thing to say to somebody.
Why?
I can't imagine why would you say something like that, man?
Like what?
Why would you call my mother an evil person?
Because she is. Look what she's done to you. She ran your father off and everything.
Why would you say that, Jesse? That's not true at all.
It is. Your father cannot handle your mother, because had your father been able to handle your mother, he would have protected you from her, and you would not have your mother's mindset and emotion. You would not be identifying with the evil in your mother. But you and your mother are one.
Well, first of all, the first half of that was complete conjecture. You know nothing about my mother.
Yes, I do. I'm talking to you. You just like your mom. I know everything about your mama.
Man, that's wild. that's a wild thing to say to somebody.
What would happen if you went to her and apologized for resenting her for what she'd done to you?
Now, see, that's a very legitimate thing to say.
There is
resentment in my heart towards some experiences I've had with my mother, but there's that towards every human being that I've ever encountered.
And you're right.
If I were to apologize for them, you're right about that.
Every human being on earth has to forgive their mothers if they want to be free. What would happen to you if you went to your mother and apologized for resenting her for what she's done to you, knowing that she can help herself because what she's done to you is what her mother did to her? What would happen if you forgave her for what she's done to you, recreating her image?
I have to recontextualize that a little bit. If I were to apologize to my mother for holding resentment against her for any reason, I think it would only strengthen and improve our already happy relationship.
What would happen if you went to your mother and apologized for resenting her for what she's done to you?
You are so good at phrasing questions that way, because, yes, I can agree with your statement. Yes, it would improve our relationship, and it would make us both happier.
But when you say what she did to me, you're implying
a whole bunch of, what's the Latin phrase? You're implying a whole bunch of assumptions that you've made that are baseless.
No, it's not baseless. It's true. Your mother has destroyed you, and you've identified with her. You're afraid of her, and so you call her good when there's nothing good about her. That's why your father can't deal with her.
Good God. What? I mean, dang. Doggone, Jesse.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day. What would happen if you went and forgave her for what she's done to you?
Forgiveness is always for the good.
What would happen?
Relationship and make us both happier and healthier for it.
I guarantee you it won't. Your mother would turn against you. You do not have a good and healthy, quote unquote, healthy relationship with your mama. You're afraid of your mama. You cannot go and deal with your mama with courage.
Okay.
Prove me wrong. Go to your mother and forgive her for turning you against your father, for recreating her image. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize you can help yourself. And let God forgive you, because your mama ain't going to forgive you. But let me know what happened.
Hey, I'll let you know, man. I appreciate the time today.
You're welcome, dear. Bye. What a mess! I got to take a break already. You got to forgive if you want to be free. Quick break. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. It's ridiculous. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, May 21st, A.D., 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, 1-888-775-3773. That's 888-77-JESSE. And to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, and we will be right back. JLP will be back to your calls. We'll get to the rest of the Super Chats and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, though, CNN reports or promotes Oreo cookies, horchata Oreo cookies. We need to sick the Health and Human Services guy on them, RFK Jr., because Oreo, evil Oreo, has partnered with singer/actress Selena Gomez to create horchata Oreos. Nasty. Nice. And so it has chocolate and cinnamon cream mixed with sweetened condensed milk, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, and a sandwich between two chocolate cinnamon flavored wafers. Bad for you, probably, right? Anyway, Israel under attack from the United Kingdom, which has followed through with their threat to take concrete actions if Israel doesn't stop their military offensive in Gaza and continue to block humanitarian aid from entering the enclave. Tuesday, the UK paused trade negotiations with Israel and sanctioned West Bank settlers. People who are settling into the West Bank, which has nothing to do with the Gaza situation, right? Sort of different. Anyway, British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said that while the UK backed Israel's right to defend itself after the Hamas attacks on October 7th, 2023, going on 2 years ago, the conflict in Gaza was entering a dark new phase. With the European Union, the evil EU's foreign policy chief, describing the situation in Gaza as catastrophic, the EU, European Union, against Europeans, right? And the UK against the English, also announced plans to review their relationship with Israel. Maybe they should just take care of themselves first, you know? According to the evil UN, on top of the military offensive, Israel's months-long blockade of aid has left one in five people in Gaza facing starvation. I don't know what facing starvation means. Does that mean they're literally starving already? We're facing starvation. What does that mean? But it's crazy. Not a good situation. Wrap it up. Habeas corpus. What is habeas corpus? There's drama over there between these females and the so-called government. That question was put to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem during a Senate committee hearing yesterday. Her answer? Well, habeas corpus is a constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from the country and suspend their right to. That answer is incorrect. Didn't even let her talk about the how it relates. New Hampshire so-called Senator S. Maggie Hassan interrupted Kristi Noem to say so. Article 1, Section 9 deals with the legislative branch. The Constitution, which they don't care about, says the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion, which we have, invasion, the public safety may require it, as our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, has tried to speed up deportations. So-called immigrants, illegal aliens, have filed habeas petitions alleging unlawful detention. They're illegal aliens. Get out of here. Requesting a court determination. Now the administration is looking for ways to suspend the fake right. Illegal aliens have no such right. If not for that protection, the government could simply arrest people, including American citizens, and hold them indefinitely for no reason. So said evil Democrat female Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire. Shameful. Habeas corpus is the foundational right that separates free societies like America from police states like North Korea. Sucker. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour, the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. You can listen to the show if you're running around on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live, no matter where you are, what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or BondJLP Talk. BondJLP Cash App. BondJLP Cash App. All right. I want to tell you this, and then I get back to the calls. As you know, I do lots of counseling all over the world, every day, by phone, Skype, or walk-in. And it's amazing to me that all human beings, not one, have the same problems that's caused by the same, have the same spirit, which is evil. And then they have the same mindset about it and thinking that they can overcome. Isn't that amazing? It's the same. And then I've noticed that the men and the women of all who are seriously understanding now and starting to work on themselves are overcoming it. But they had the first with themselves admit that they were evil. And the hardest thing for human beings to admit, and that's why they never enter into the kingdom, that they're evil. Anger is evil. And as a result, they're stuck out there in hell. Out there, they cannot get in. Because there is a new world. There's a whole different reality. This outer world is the old world. It's the Old Testament. Everything is still the same. But there's a new world within. But what I really notice about all human beings, even those who are working on themselves, they're chipping away at it. And I, you know, they're chipping away at it. But what I notice about all human beings, and it's so interesting to me, because I'm black and slow. And it's interesting to me to know this, to understand it. Thank God. The one thing that all human beings have in common, a couple things. Number one, they are afraid not to trust their thoughts and emotions. They are afraid, like literally afraid, not to trust their thoughts and emotions. In spite of all the hell and the ups and the downs and the letdowns that their thoughts and emotions bring unto them in relationships and everything, they are still afraid not to trust it. Think about that. That is so deep, I don't know what to do with it. All human beings are afraid, literally afraid, not to trust their thoughts and emotion. And it doesn't matter, because I counsel with all kinds of folks, degrees, so-called professionals, experts, and everything, all races, men and women. And they all have that one thing in common, afraid not to trust their thoughts and emotions, even though they don't work. And they know they don't work. They got hell with them. But they're afraid not to trust them. And then another thing I noticed, all human beings are afraid to live without interfering with their lives. All human beings, not one, are afraid to live and not interfere with their lives. They got to interfere. And because they're interfering with their life, they can't live. They're interfering with it. That's mind-blowing to me. They are afraid not to interfere with their lives. And because they are afraid to not interfere with it, just let life happen, they're destroying themselves. And they don't see that interfering with the life is what brings on the destruction of their lives. That's mind-blowing to me. They are afraid not to interfere with their lives. They believe they got to do something. And the more they do, the worse they get. And last but not least, because there are so other many examples, so many other examples, every human being is afraid to die. And I'm not talking about the physical death. Oh, they're really afraid of the physical death. But they're afraid of the spiritual death. They're afraid to die away from the false self, from the false nature, from the false fears, from everything. They're afraid. They tremble at that. Even though I said, oh, you know what? Be conscious of the fear and live in it. Be afraid and live. They won't do it. They'll try, but they won't do it. They'll run back into the darkness. And they don't know that absolutely everything about their lives and themselves is an illusion. There's nothing real about it. Nothing. Zero real about it. And they will never find out until they stop. Well, be afraid of dying spiritually, but let yourself die spiritually while being afraid. Stop interfering with your life. Stop it. And then die from it. They're afraid of that. The closer they get to it, and most of them don't ever get that close, the greater the fear becomes, and they run away. That's so amazing to me. That is so amazing to me. But you're never going to live until you stop trying to live. Like I asked Philip, what was his name? Pippi? the boy from Alabama just
Trip.
Now? Trip. What would happen, Trip, if you stop trying to live up to the standards you've been taught? Because they ain't working. He admitted they're not working. And then you say, oh, I'm just only human. They make up excuses because that's what they've been taught. What would happen if you gave up all what you've been taught and just live? Why don't you give that a try? You know what? I'm just gonna live. And I'm not gonna interfere with my life anymore. And see what happens. It ain't working the way I'm doing it. Why don't you just see that and say that and do it? It ain't working the way you're doing it. Why not stop and live? Because the world is hell. Right here, you're in hell, inside of you first, and outside of you in that world. And everybody around you is in hell, and they're inflicting their hell on you, and you're inflicting your hell on them, and you call it heaven. You call it natural. I'm just human, you say. Everybody this way, you say. Well, you can't be have perfect peace, you say. Because no one has perfect peace, you say. And you're living your life like everybody around you with no perfect peace because no one has perfect peace. So you don't believe it. What a sad way to live and an unnecessary way to live. Unnecessary way to live. But everybody has that in common. Isn't that amazing? Another thing, one last thing, I think, that everybody have in common. And it's mind-blowing. They're only human, and so it is what it is. And one day, when they die, they think it's going to be different. They don't know that if they drop, when they drop that body, if you're still in the hell mentality and emotion condition you are when you drop your body, you're dropping your body in hell, you're going to stay in hell. Ain't no way out. I would suggest you overcome hell right now on earth. And when you drop your body, you drop your body in heaven and just continue. Because you're already in heaven if you drop your body, if you are dropped your ego, if you shaking your boot and live. 888-775-3773. One quick example of hell on earth. You heard about those people in Louisiana that escape at least the prisons up there, I guess, jail or whatever, in Louisiana. That's because of hell on earth. That's a setup. It's meant for that to happen so you can be afraid. And everyone on earth has fear. And I'm not talking about physical fear. You're like, oh, you're not afraid to whatever. Inwardly, you have fear. Emotional fear. Spiritual fear. And everyone on earth, one last thing, that everyone on earth think they have a problem. They literally believe and convinced that they have problems. Think about that. When in reality, no such thing as problems. They don't even exist. But every human being believes they have it until they wake up and they're a handful, just a handful. One hand, not even two hands, one handful who are working on themselves and are starting to wake up. Only a handful. And even out of the handful, some of them, they start out and they all happy. And they succeed a little bit. And then they fall away. The devil come and it snatches up the seed before it can grow in the ground. And they fall away. Their friends tell them, what are you doing working on? What does that mean you're working on yourself? What does that man tell you you're working on yourself? Yeah, you're right. And they fall away. Or the devil says, don't go to that fellowship. You went last week. You don't need fellowship like that. And you say, yeah, you're right. And the seed fall away. And then those two or three, they said, get behind me, Satan. And they stay with it all the way to the end. And they're the one that gets the prize. Amazing, huh? Well, those people in Louisiana, this is hell on earth. This should be happening because this is hell on earth. And they want you afraid. Why do you think that they have taught the blacks, not all but most, to be angry for 70 years nonstop? All over the world. Because they need hell on earth. They need you to be afraid. And so not only are you afraid of the hell in you, you're afraid of the hell in others. And the blacks are set up for that. And they don't even know it. They just don't know. Because they have believed a lie. They believe their anger is justified. They believe the world is against them. And they believe that they have problems, and they believe they can't make it. And those who have set them up making buku money and so-called power, and they are in hell too. They cry at night. Jasmine Cricket cry at night. With all the hell you see during the day, blaming the white man and getting the thrill of the blacks applauding her. And then she cry at night. Because she's in hell. Jasmine Cricket is a little so-called, I guess she's a congresswoman or something. That's her job title. WWL-TV, a 50 inmates who escaped from the New Orleans Parish Justice Center early Friday morning has been captured. According to Louisiana State Police. According to ABC News, a maintenance worker at a New Orleans jail where 10 inmates escaped has been arrested and accused of helping facilitate the breakout. Watch this from NBC News, ABC News.
Turn tonight in that stunning jailbreak in Louisiana. A jail worker has now been arrested tonight, what authorities say he did, and what that worker now claims an inmate told him he would do to him if he didn't help. Faith Abube is in New Orleans.
Tonight, a maintenance worker at the New Orleans jail where 10 inmates escaped all at once, now charged with helping in the scheme.
He made a bad choice. He's going to change his life forever.
Sterling Williams accused of shutting off the water before inmates dislodged a toilet and crawled out through a hole in the wall Friday morning. The inmates allegedly leaving behind the message, "Too easy, LOL." A court affidavit says Williams told investigators an inmate threatened to shank him if he refused.
I don't think that he had to do any of the things that he did. If he was under threat, then he certainly should have brought that to someone else's attention.
Overnight, authorities storming this residential area just minutes from the jail, taking an inmate into custody. And just moments ago, arresting another. Five inmates remain at large.
Amazing, huh? If that's true, that they told the janitor that, the janitor didn't have to do it. He's like, I'm going to tell, and ran and told the officers or somebody at the jailhouse. He's like, I'm just a janitor. You going to throw me? I'm out of here. Bye. He didn't have to do that if he did it, if it's true. But he did. And he did it because he wanted to do it, if it's true. And then he made up excuses. That's how you are your whole life. You make up excuses. You don't see what's driving you. you consult with evil. The evil tell you, you know what? Go and untwist that toilet thing. They're going to take your life. Go and do it. And then you go and untwist it. Let them out. Help them out, if it's true. And then you go back and consult with thoughts. And the thoughts said, go tell the officer you had to do it because they threatened you. You're constantly consulting with evil. Every time you consult with psychological thoughts, you're consulting with evil, and you constantly run back to it. Your wife beat you, or your husband beat you, and you consult with a thought, and the thought says, oh, she didn't mean it. Don't put her in jail. She didn't mean it. And you don't do it, and she beats you again. And then the thoughts laugh at you. Here's an image of the 10 escapees of the New Orleans Parish Jail. Watch this from WWL-TV.
That's them right there. You see the images, a few of them. It says captured.
All black.
But be on the lookout for Antoine Leo.
I want you to hear these black names. You know they're black. Let's hear the black names.
So this first one here says it's captured, but this is Gary Price. Antoine Massey with the face tattoos.
Antoine.
Be careful with Antoine. They've captured Corey Boyd. Leo Tate is still on the loose. Lenten Van Buren is on the loose. This one over here. It is hard for me to see, so let me open it up on my end. It reads Derek Groves. Robert Moody has been captured. DeKennan. I think that says DeKennan or DeKennan Dennis. DeKennan. Captured Jermaine Donald and Kendall Miles. Kendall or Kendall Miles.
Amazing. And I want to remind you that according to the report, the police over there at the jail, highway patrol, whatever she is, the highway patrol chief or something like that, a female and a black female. This is hell on earth working through human beings. You are putting your hell on earth. And those guys are one with the imagination. They're one with thoughts. And those thoughts are evil spirits, and it's driving them to do what they're doing, just like those spirits are driving you. You're not in control. But you want to think that you are. Last but not least about this story, according to Fox 8 Live, a local provider of electronic monitor says at least one of the Orleans Parish fugitives should have never been given extended freedom of movement inside the lockup. Watch this from Fox 8 Live.
When it comes to the arrest of Orleans jail maintenance worker Sterling Williams, Matt Dennis says he wasn't surprised.
And you're astonished that they keep this level of risk on the first floor of that jail.
Dennis, with ASAP Release Electronic Monitors, is talking about escapee Antoine Massey, who was accused in court documents of threatening to stab Williams prior to the jailbreak if Williams didn't cut off water to the toilet that was yanked out to provide an escape route for 10 inmates.
There isn't an ounce of this man's history that doesn't escape.
Dennis says Massey, who's wanted for rape and kidnapping in St. Tammany, as well as domestic abuse and theft in Orleans Parish, had prior escapes dating back to 2007 and was no longer a candidate for one of the hundreds of electronic monitors placed on Orleans defendants.
He had no intention of wearing an ankle monitor. 2 hours. And he cut it off. And we had him in jail pretty quickly. We went and got him.
Amazing, huh? All evil, all the time. This is hell on earth. You, as an individual, adult, You're responsible for your children, but you as an individual are responsible for you. Will you come out of your hell? Because things, and they are bad on Earth right now, they're only going to get worse. This is hell on Earth, and human beings are evil. And evil has no end to its destruction. It promises to rob, steal, and kill you. And anyone that has anger is dying. Oh, they may feel like they're alive. They may be alive but barely breathing. Drop your anger, you can be free. These people, and you have the blacks running in-house. It ain't gonna get better. It can't get better. These people don't know how to run anything. Look, the white man telling them the common sense way. They have not done it. They don't know how to do it. And you put them in charge of your country. Because you listen to the imagination. Oh, they're going to call you racist. They're going to say this about you. That. So let them run it, even though they're destroying it. And in your fear, you turn yourself over to evil and you turn other people, other evil people, oh, let other evil people run your life. A four-time escapee. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. What? Nah. Let me go to Dallas and Texas and talking to Carolyn out of Dallas, Texas. Carolyn, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to be talking to you.
Are you a first-timer?
You know, it's my second time.
Right on.
Calling.
Welcome to the show. Amazing.
Yes, I have to tell you, I went and last time I called, you told me to go to my mother and father and forgive them.
Yes.
And I did. And I told, I was going to have a, I was having my son. He's my firstborn son.
So real men make boys first. Congratulations
yes.
to you and your husband.
Thank you. But man, my mom showed up after we had the baby and it was bad. She was so evil.
What happened?
Well, you told me not to let her come down to our house. You were like, oh, keep her away from your baby because she's going to do the same thing to you that, or to your baby that she did to you. And I should have listened to you.
And why?
It was wild.
What happened?
Well, she just caused all this, you know, tension when we didn't need it.
Yeah.
You know, we had like no sleep and we were taking care of the baby and she was like trying to get us to take care of her instead of her being here to help. And we were like, we thought you came to help.
And so why did knowing that it wasn't the right thing to do to let your mother come there, why did you do it?
Because I guess I felt it was an emotion that I felt where I was like, I didn't want to keep her away from my son, you know, or like stop them from having a like a relationship together.
And why not?
Well, I've had a really good relationship with my grandparents.
Hold on a minute, okay? Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. Couple quick announcements. Number one, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Brand new episode. I had an amazing, but interesting. I don't know if the children are going to be able to watch this episode of the Fallen State. Oh, you don't have it yet, Nick?
No, I do. I'm blind. Okay. I have it right here.
I once was blind, but now I see. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Okay, brand new episode of The Fallen State. Again, this is the FallenState.tv. I'm not sure if children should watch it. It was different. So I'm warning you, this is the Fallen State, brand new episode. This Friday at 11 a.m. I'm not even sure if it's made for Hank's ears to hear, since he's so holy. I talked with August McLaughlin. She's an author, journalist, and the host of Girl B Radio. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's a girl boner?
I learned what that was, and I thought, there has to be something like that for me.
Well, why do a lot of women today love being turned into sluts?
I don't think a man can turn a woman into a slut.
Well, they can do it. Should a man be vulnerable?
Yes, it's very sexy. If you share your feelings, you allow yourself to cry.
Would you want a beta husband or alpha husband?
Is there a C option?
There's no C. You're either beta or you're alpha.
Oh, God.
Very interesting discussion. I can't even say the name of the first name of her show on this radio show. Because, again, one. It may not be for children. This particular episode, Friday at 11 a.m. TheFallenState.tv. You can become members of The Fallen State, a member of The Fallen State. Right there on YouTube channel, The Fallen State, or locals.com. You support us there, all right? And check out our merch. And every dime of the coffee that you buy, the merch, goes back into helping us to help others. And I appreciate you, those who are giving to help us as well. Punchy's coffee, good. My own coffee. Amazing merch and all that. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.stores. RebuildingTheMan.stores. All right. I do appreciate it. Let me go back to the busy phones. I want to go back to Carolyn out of Dallas, Texas. So Carolyn just had a baby, a boy baby. She and her husband made the first boy in the family. Alpha males made boys first. Real men made boys first. So Carolyn let her mother come. I suggested that she did not, should not do it. She did it anyway and caught hell. Carolyn, why didn't you allow your mother to come there knowing what she could do? What she's going to do? The destruction that she would bring.
I didn't know how to tell her that she couldn't come, you know? I mean,
you just said that. You just told me that. Why do you know how to say that? You can't come. Why do you know how to say that?
Because she, I don't know what she would have, I mean, I don't know if I could have lived with myself saying you can't ever see your grandchild.
And what self you were referring to?
I guess, I don't think it's, I mean, I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe it's my own ego that I want them to, like, have a relationship. I don't know. I just feel like it's wrong.
You feel like wrong with what?
I feel like it's wrong to say you can't see your grandchild. You know? She hasn't done anything.
She hasn't what?
Well, she hasn't done anything really bad besides, I mean, she's very controlling. She's a very controlling
and
person.
And that's not really bad?
It's bad. It's really bad.
And so you said she hasn't done anything really bad, but and then you say she's controlling and it's bad and really bad. Which one is it? Is she bad or not?
Well, she's definitely bad. But we're all bad.
And so since you're all bad, you might as well let more bad in, huh?
No, no. But, Jesse, this is not why I called. Jesse, I had to ask you about if you think Jesus is the Word in the Bible.
Do I think Jesus is the Word in the Bible?
Yeah.
No. Jesus is the Son of God.
So I've been debating with my mother-in-law because she's very religious, and I like having conversations that are spiritual with her because it's interesting to talk with her, and I don't really know the Bible that much. I mean, I'm just, like, reading it for the first time. But she was saying that, you know, Jesus is God, and the evidence was that they say in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But then I started thinking, how do we know that the Word is even Jesus?
And so
it doesn't say that, I don't think.
She was calling Jesus the Word?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, so Jesus is not the Word?
Jesus is the Son of God.
And if Jesus is the Son of God, then, like, it doesn't discount anything he did for us, right? Like, when he died on the cross for our sins, it doesn't make it less because he's not God.
Doesn't make
right?
What less? That he died?
Yeah.
What do you mean by less than what?
Well, I guess my mother-in-law was saying that Jesus has to be God because I guess that otherwise it wouldn't have worked, like him dying for our sins, because he's...
So she believed that God died for your sins?
I guess, yeah, I think she believes that.
And do you believe that?
No, I'm just confused.
About what? Why are you confused?
Well, I guess I'm confused because of what other people are saying about, like, what's in the Bible and what's real. And I think it's hard because it's like I've been listening to these different, you know, pastors and people talking about the Bible, and they all say different things. And it's really hard to have, like, a clear understanding, you know?
It's not hard to have a clear understanding at all. It's just that you are looking outwardly instead of looking within. And that's the problem.
Okay, so just don't listen to anybody. Just stop listening to them.
But you're not going to do that for now because you won't even stand up to your own mother. You won't even protect your own child from your own mother, from evil. So right now, it doesn't mean it won't change. When you make up your mind that you're going to start living from within, everything is going to change. You're going to know what's right. You're going to know your truth. And when you do talk with other people, you're going to know the truth, not your truth. But when you talk with other people, it's going to be a different thing for you. But you're not living from within right now. And why not?
Because I'm scared.
Of what?
Mama.
You're afraid to live from within because you're afraid of mama?
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid to tell my mom she can't see her grandson.
And absolutely. So you're going to let your mother destroy your child because you're afraid of her?
If she sees him, like, a couple days, twice a year, can she still destroy him?
So you're going to let your mother destroy your child? Your child because you're afraid of her, and now you're making up more excuse. You listen to the devil right now. Oh, she just let her see a couple of days a year. She'll be fine. You're still consulting with evil. Why doesn't your husband stop you?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
And the answer?
I don't know why he, maybe because he doesn't want to fight with me or he doesn't want to make me upset.
I don't want to fight no more.
Too I love what you sing, Jesse.
Talking, baby.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Amazing. What is it like to have a beta husband? Based on what you've said. I don't know him, but based on what you've said. What is
well,
it
he
like?
Made a son.
What?
Yeah, he made a son.
That's for sure. But what is it like to be married to a man that you don't have to obey?
It's hard. Honestly, there are certain times where I do wish that he would just tell me, you know, what I need to do. Because I don't want to be in charge. I really don't. I really don't.
So why don't you stop being in charge then?
Maybe because I don't trust him, to be honest.
And why are you with a man that you don't trust?
I mean, I trust him. I just
but you
don't trust him all the way.
Then you don't trust him.
I don't trust him all the way.
Why are you with a man that you don't trust?
I think it's probably because my dad was really beta and my mom was like the one who was taking care of everything. And so maybe it's just that that's how I was raised. I don't know. I mean.
And so why are you with a man that you don't trust? I'm not telling you to leave him. I'm just wondering. Why are you with a man that you don't trust? Because you love him? You said that?
Yeah, but I know that trust is the foundation of love. So I don't know. I think that we have to work. Maybe it's because I hope that he will stand. He'll start taking charge and he'll like, you know, step up to the plate, kind of, which he has. So,
and did you say you love him?
I do love him.
You don't love him, you hate him. That's why the feeling, you have a false feeling of love sometimes, and then you have a false feeling of hate. You don't love him. You hate this man's weakness. And you wish for
more. I do hate his weakness.
Yeah.
So what do I do, Jesse? And also, I'm working full-time right now, and I want to have more babies, and so I'm trying to, like, get a remote job so I can still, you know, bring in some income for our house and everything because it's really expensive.
He doesn't have a job.
But I want to be at home. He does, but he doesn't make enough money for us to afford the mortgage.
So you're married to a man that you hate, that won't lead you, and you want him to, and he can't even pay the bills. And you're afraid of your mama because you don't want to hurt your mama's feelings.
Yeah.
What a sad way to live.
I don't want to live this way, Jesse. I really don't want to live this way. I have seen the evil in myself, and I know this hell, and I don't want to do it anymore. And
good.
But then I feel like this remote job, I'm just like, am I trying to force this too much? Like, I don't want to like leave my life, you know?
You don't want to what?
I don't want to be in charge of my life. Like you were just saying earlier today that you just got to let live and let God, you know, take over your life. And I don't want, you know, is me applying for this job like me trying to force something? I don't even know.
Have you spoken to your husband about now that you have a child and you want to have some more that you don't want to have to work?
Yeah, he knows. He knows.
You spoke to him about it?
Yeah.
And what does he say?
He said that we bought this house close to the city so that I could work and have the job that I needed to have, you know, have this job that was and only have like a 15-minute commute. And so if I don't want to work, we need to move out, you know, in the middle of nowhere kind of thing that we can afford it. But if we do that, we have to fix up the house first because we bought a fixer-upper and he's doing such a beautiful job. I mean, the house is beautiful, but it takes time to just do these renovations and, you know, just a mess, Jesse. It's just a mess.
So if he's telling you the solution to the problem, what's the issue?
We can't sell the house until it's fixed a little bit more.
But
otherwise,
we're
going to lose a bunch of money.
But it sounds like he's handling that.
Yeah, he's working on that. Yeah, he is.
So why can't you relax and let him take care of that? Why are you still looking for a job? Because you got a house out in the country, you got to be moving. Why do you need to look for a second job? Did he tell you to do that?
No, that's if we finish the house first. First, we have to finish renovating the house, and we have to have money to do that.
And did he tell you you need to have a job so we can have money so he can finish the house?
Yeah.
Well, be patient.
Yeah.
Since you guys got in that mess like that, and now you're starting to see that there's some changes, just work the job. You got one baby, just work it until hopefully you don't have to work anymore and move on. But here's what I recommend, because I'm not there. I can't tell you what to do with the finance and all that. That's between you and your husband, all right?
Okay.
But here's what I do recommend. You start working on you. You got to work on overcoming the anger. Have you forgiven your mother yet?
Yes, I did forgive her.
You went to her?
Yes.
Okay. Start doing the silent prayer so you can stay away from these thoughts. Stop believing those thoughts. Work on you spiritually, overcoming that fallen state, and everything will work out for you.
Okay. All right. I'll do that, and thank you so much. I mean, I really appreciate it. You've done some amazing things for so many people calling in, and for me and my life personally, just listening to you has been so, so good. So I appreciate it, Jesse.
You stay with it, but drop the anger by being aware of it. Do the silent prayer and practice being present because, you know, you got into this situation blindly. You cannot see what you were getting into. And now that you're in it and you realize your house is burning down, don't freak out. Do the silent prayer. Be aware. Do what's in front of you to do. And I promise you things will naturally work itself out.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
And don't
appreciate
hold anything against your husband.
No, I do really love him. I mean, he's a good man. So.
But you don't love
him. We got to work on this. Right, right.
You will come to love him, but you don't love him. Now, if you work on yourself, you will come to love him. All right?
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Scott, our first-time call out of Rhode Island. Scott, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Scott.
So, I have a toxic mom, and she really just been, you know what I'm saying, like, abusive.
You said what now? Your phone?
She's always, huh?
You dropped your phone or something. Your mother's always been a toxic mother because of what?
Because of, say it one more time. Sorry, Jesse.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
16, okay. And you say your mother's a toxic mother and what?
And you could say that she's abusive because, how do I say this? So what happens is when I go to her house, she always is like rude to me and she's so rude to my dad. She calls him names and stuff. And she's taught every time I go to the house, we get in an argument. She kicks me out of the house and she calls me back crying and all the stuff. And after a couple of days, I feel bad, but I really don't want to deal with her. And this reason I call and she's constantly doing this. And what do I do?
Okay. And so when you talk to, so you live with your father?
Yes, correct.
And then you go spend time with her?
Yes.
You're 16 years old. Why do you go? You don't have to go. You're 16.
You have a point. I mean, you could say that I feel bad and that I go to her house when I guess you could say I try to forgive her.
You feel bad for what? About what?
Good question. Good question, Jesse.
And so what do you feel bad about that made you go back over there when you're 16 and you don't have to go? You're feeling bad about what?
I guess because she calls me and she cries about it.
But, and so you feel bad when she cries?
Yes.
And why do you feel bad when the devil cries?
Question. It's hard to say, Jesse. I don't know.
What does your father say about you going there, knowing that she's treating you this way?
He says I shouldn't go over there, and it's just going to be a pain because she's going to do the same thing every time.
Yeah. Can you hold for me? Let me take a break.
Yes, of course.
Hold on. Don't hang up. All right, hold on. 888-7753-773. Quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. The hate news is coming up, and I'll be right back. Right back. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Some of it we're trying to clean up. Trump trying to build a golden dome for America. You know how Israel has the Iron Dome? It protects them from a lot of these rocket attacks and missiles. We want a Golden Dome for America to protect Americans. And severe weather. There's these these tornadoes. There's been these tornadoes. And 28 people have died, reportedly. Wow. What a mess. And the AP, far-left extremist AP, is reporting that some judge is meddling with our deportations of Myanmar illegals and Vietnamese illegals to South Sudan. We're shipping them off to South Sudan. What a mess. Nice. But the judge is interfering with it, making us take care of them extra carefully or something. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, May 21st, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. By the way, Manhood Hour is coming right up, guys. Manhood Hour in the third hour every Wednesday on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. After JLP, thehakereport.com. That's my show. Catch it live if you can, or podcast it afterwards if you can't, or skip it all together. I don't care. See if I care. And then after The Hake Report, Joelle Friday TV, and then American Anchor Baby. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, our greatest president, Trump, still keen on building his Golden Dome, a new missile defense system within the next 3 years. A project similar to Israel's Iron Dome would, in theory, protect the entire United States from long-range missile strikes. On Tuesday, Trump announced the system would cost a mere $175 billion, billion with a B, of which $25 billion would be allocated from his domestic policy bill. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, they estimated the U.S. would have to spend more than $500 billion over the course of 20 years to develop a viable Golden Dome. Our one military expert told Commie Nonsense he believes creating the missile defense system may be possible in the next 7 to 10 years. But even then, it would have severe limitations. A can't-do attitude. Typical. Typical. And the death toll from the latest round of violent weather, if you want to call it that, Commie Nonsense does, has climbed to 28 dead people since Friday. 19 dead in Kentucky, 7 dead in Missouri, and 2 dead in Virginia. Terrible. In addition to strong winds, heavy rain, and large hail, the more than 100 tornadoes reported in Arkansas, Missouri, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the range, Texas, also known as Tejas, leaving behind damaged homes, businesses as well, and downed trees and power lines. What a mess, huh? We're praying for you guys, if we're praying at all. And the National Weather Service, according to them, severe weather and flash flooding possible in the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic regions today, if it hasn't already happened. Flood watches have been issued for areas of Maryland and PA, Pennsylvania, due to heavy to excessive rainfall. Heavy to excessive, I guess those are terms. And ransomware attacks at these hospitals. A ransomware attack on a network of 14 medical centers in Ohio. 14. Has triggered a system-wide technology outage. Kettering Health employs more than 1,800 so-called doctors, said the cyber attack had disrupted their call center, caused the cancellation and elective inpatient and outpatient procedures. Emergency rooms and clinics were still open, but ransomware locks computer systems until the victim of the ransomware accedes to the hacker's extortion demands. The U.S. healthcare sector reported more than 440 ransomware attacks and data breaches to the FBI last year, the highest tally of all critical infrastructure sectors. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Mm-hmm.
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What's up? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Isn't that amazing? You got to take one or the other. You can't have both. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever you're doing, protesting at UCLA, supporting the Allahu Akbar people in my country, you can be listening to the show live by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday, and it's the third hour of the show on Wednesday. And we are, as I said, we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. It is, we take all calls from the men and the women, but it is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
This morning, new images and details emerging from inside that New Orleans jail where 10 inmates dug their way out. And now a multi-agency manhunt intensifying for 7 more suspects.
Excellent.
Some facing murder charges, all considered armed and dangerous.
Black excellent.
Oh, who's in charge here then, eh? Who's in charge?
We think this was intentional. There is
he's
much more than meets the eye.
Police say at the time of the incident, the assigned technician had stepped away to get food.
We know that they had help. We're showing you. They had
he's
help.
In charge.
I have one last
he's in charge.
Appeal that I'm going to make. If there is anyone who is harboring or helping these escapees, you will be charged. So
they are in charge. They're criminals. What the? Mama. Mama in charge. What a mess. Let me go back to Scott, a first-time caller out of Rhode Island. And I believe Scott is 16 years old. He goes to his mother. How he lived with the father, goes to his mother. And his mother giving him a lot of problems. He doesn't want to go back over there. Hey, Scott.
What's up, Jesse?
And so when you tell your father how your mother's treating you, and you don't want to go, and he tell you not to, right?
Yes.
But you feel bad for your mother because she, according to you, she called up crying, and she's crying. And what is she saying to you when she's crying?
She's sorry. Please come back. And things like that, honestly.
Oh, okay. And when she's crying, do you tell her she's lying?
No.
Yeah, next time she's crying, I say, Mother, I already know when you're crying, you're lying. Because think about how many times she said she wasn't going to do that. And every time you go, she does the same thing or worse. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
What does your thoughts tell you about your mother? When you feel bad, what are the thoughts telling you that causes you to feel bad?
That she's crazy.
Here's what I want you to do. You're 16 years old. If you don't start dealing with your mother in a perfect way, you're not going to be able to deal with the world, women and men, in the right way. So I want to encourage you to start dealing with her in the right way. Have you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
Yes.
You told her that?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I recommend. Since you don't want to go, the next time she call you up and crying and carrying on, she's lying. She's not sorry about what she's done at all. She's just doing that to pull you back in, use emotion to pull you back in. Here's what I recommend. Just say, I'm not coming. I'm done with you. I'm not coming over there. You're evil. Don't call me about that anymore. And then whatever your thoughts and emotions are telling you, oh, that's your mother. You should go. Don't do it. Just don't be angry.
Can I say another thing, Jesse?
Yes.
My mom tried to take my dad away from me when I was 14.
What do you mean? How'd she try to take him away from you?
What do you call it? What do you call that dumb things? What do you call that company? DC. I can't remember, but it's like, you know, some people that try to take you away from your parents.
Oh, so like when you were a kid, your mother tried to put you in some type of home or something?
She tried to take me away from, like, you know, like what they use on abusive parents and stuff.
CPS thing?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
What's that called, hey?
Child Protective Services?
Yes, correct.
So your mother and father were not married or something?
No, they're not. They're split since I was a baby.
Oh, so you were with your father and your mother tried to keep you from being with him by calling CPS?
Yes, correct, since I was born.
Wow. And how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't know, Jesse, because I've been like that ever since I was a baby.
Wow.
So I don't have too much reaction to it because I'm just used to it, you could say that.
Right. And how are things with you and your father?
Great. He's amazing. He pretty much helps him get the right thing. He helps him with football.
Right on.
And MMA, if you know what that is.
Scott, here's what I recommend. Do what you want, but I recommend you stop dealing with your mother. Be done with her. You don't owe her anything. You don't have any obligation to her at all. And just because she fed you and had you, that wasn't a deal. She did that because she wanted to get pregnant and have a child. So don't feel guilty about it. Guilt is not real anyway. But just don't be angry with her. And you're 16 now. And I really want to encourage you not to be angry because those thoughts will deceive you and make you do the wrong thing. So don't be angry. And I want you to learn to speak up for yourself. Just don't be mad and be done with her. Just let her know, I'm not coming back. You're evil. I don't want to be around you. And I'm not coming back. So stop calling me and stop everything and move on with your life.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Will you do that?
Yes, I will, of course.
And those thoughts and emotions, oh, you hurt her feeling. No, you're not hurting her feeling. Those feelings are hers and not yours. It's time for you to start becoming an independent man by speaking up for yourself, not being angry, and you and your father have a good relationship, you're going to be fine now. But you got to forgive your mother and stay away from her.
All right, Jesse, I will do just that.
And if she keep bugging you about coming over, blah, 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 you block her. You just block her from your phone so she doesn't keep imposing on you, all right?
All right.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
But I really want to encourage you to drop the anger so that you don't be lost in your imagination. Listen to lies from evil thoughts. Those thoughts are not your friends, so don't listen to those thoughts at all.
All right. I will do just that, everything you said. Because I understand what you're saying. You're a very knowledgeable person.
Does that make sense to you not to be angry at her?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. She cannot help it. Her mother screwed her up. She cannot help it. She has no love.
Oh, correct. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Her father used to beat on my grandma.
Right.
And my grandma kicked my mom out of the house because she used to live in the basement over there. And she was just screaming at her and stuff, and they got in an argument.
Yeah. So your mother has no love because she hates her mother, based on what you said. So don't be mad at her. You speak up, but don't be angry, and you will be fine, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Don't let those emotions, you feel sorry for your mother. Don't do that. That's not real. That's not love.
I really appreciate it.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Oh, yes. I'll call back if I get anything.
All right, buddy.
All right. I appreciate it, Jesse.
You're welcome. Take care now.
You too.
888-775-3773. Super Chat.
Super chat.
Pastor Chatelet over on pilled.net/JesseLeePeterson. 222 gold pills. Jerome, a beta male. What the? Why you do this every time I call, bro? Keeps calling.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out, Jerome. Commander Kim on a Rumble. In regards to Afrikaners, thank you, Trump, for allowing the anti-white Christian people to show their true colors, because we can all see them now. It was always about destroying America.
I'm just blown away at the amazing job that Trump is doing and the courage that he has to do it. And the amazing thing about it is that it's in every human being, but you got to return to love in order to have all power and authority given unto you. You got to return to love. And Donald Trump is of love. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Commander Kim also says with another Rumble rant, Jerome, to the caller Jerome from yesterday, Biden bringing in 20 million black and browns, not good. But Trump bringing in 59 whites, racist, stupid idea. Racist, stupid idea.
Jerome doesn't even have a reason why he should bring in the white people.
Right.
Does he? Because I asked him why. He can't really tell me why.
He lumps the illegals and refugees together. I mean, they've been using abusing the refugee system, the liberals have.
Right.
And now any legitimate refugees he thinks are illegitimate.
Right. This is the first time I've ever seen anybody help white people.
Yeah.
At least since I've been an adult, I've never seen someone help the whites. It's always about helping the people of color. And nothing for the white, and the whites are the ones suffering the most. What a amazing. Thank you.
Nice. And also on Rumble, clarification, Georgia has been deep state for decades. Leaders are woke appointments. Hence, after Kemp's lame duck term, a black queen will be appointed. A fake race was just announced. Fox 5 Atlanta says Retro Memento.
So the governor right now is a white man in Georgia, right?
Yep.
And so someone appointed a female to be the governor, a black female?
That I still haven't found any information about it.
Yeah, I still don't understand that because there's no breaking news. Where are you getting that information from? Let me know, all right? Thank you.
Maybe it were the boomers. Goat over on BitChute. We're live on BitChute.com.
Right on. Thank you, BitChute. Amazing.
Jesse, my main man. America first. Jesse, what is the best way to deal with a family member who has been bedeviled by whiskey?
Don't judge them. Understand that they can't help it and stay away. Just don't judge them. Amazing.
Korean Knight says, love you, Jesse, from South Korea. It's not a culture. It is biology.
Right on. Her around the world by everybody and they mama and everybody and their mama if you're white. And that's an amazing thing with the people in charge of Louisiana, a female, and everything going on.
No authority. No.
Zero power.
Ooh, real intimidating. You will be charged.
I'm so,
shut up.
And he's so scared now. She sounds tough.
Man, oh, man. Don't say shut up, kids.
That's an amazing video the Anchor Baby put together. At such a fast pace. Thank you, Anchor Baby.
Five coffees from Hannes. Watching the wave of whites who wish and express their sentiment to go on their own and create their own country once again. It's amazing to watching the reaction of black and brown people. They hate white people, but don't want to leave white people alone. The devil's busy.
I know. What a mess. You want to destroy what you hate. You don't just want to leave. Okay, you hate the white people. Stay away from them. Let them do what they got to do over there in that corner. But you go over in the corner with them. You're evil. Pure evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, three coffees. Jesse, true or false? The real me has never felt any emotion.
True.
Sion, three coffees. Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Sion. What?
Why are these foreign callers concerned about the blacks? They also take advantage of the system. And the Wayne guy's a snake. Why don't he mind his own business? Love you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Also going through a nerve disc pain from not-at-fault car accident. Afraid to get fusion surgery, so it hurts when it gets cold. I don't be on my head about it. Sometimes it makes me want to just give up. Feel better, Hank. Thanks, Sion.
Yeah, it's all like that. Beta back, like hate back. I wish you well, Sion. From what I hear, back pain is always difficult, right? Does back pain ever heal? Do you ever get over back pain?
If you're Bruce Lee, you can crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
Why'd you do that?
Maybe because I'm going to be Bruce Lee. Elijah, we're two peas in a pod.
I love you back, Sion, and I wish you well, really.
Sion, thank you.
Back. Yeah.
Elijah with a few diamonds. He's given several. Blacks angry deep down because they're dumber than everyone. Whoa. They know they need whites. Whites don't need them. I want my country back from Jews and wetters. I disavow. Thank you, Elijah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
10 gift memberships for the Jesse Lee Peterson channel from Aries One. Thank you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Pete says, I can't watch women play basketball. It's disturbing to me. I know what you mean.
Me too. I do too.
It's not ladylike. Stuck in New York donated 111 gold pills on pilled.net. Very nice.
Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills. Jerome, a beta male.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Jerome, beta male.
Yeah. Ruben, three coffees. Amazing fellowship last Sunday. It was like, ooh la la, mamma mia, si senor, gracias.
It was mind blowing.
More jobs opened up for me in Fort Wayne. Hope to see you soon. Thank you for all your work.
Right on. Ruben. Stay with it. It's going to get better. Believe me. It's amazing.
A very generous 30 coffees from Alex. And hey, Jesse, it's amazing how simple it is to understand every concept of God, and even the word God itself cannot define God. We can only know God in the spirit. Jerome cannot see. He's operating from anger, and he cannot see. And he goes on and on, but it's not pithy enough for my taste.
Keep it
pithy. Thank you, Ellison. It's very generous, 30 coffees.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. But keep it pithy, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And Ellison says, God comes from nowhere because he resides everywhere. If he does not, there'll be no alive. We depend on God.
And that's an interesting point. You all want to know where God came from. And he said he'd been asked all his life. So he asked me, and I said, it was nowhere. He don't even want to accept that. Now he's still mad.
He said it's a lie because it doesn't agree with the Bible, but he doesn't even agree with the Bible. What in the world?
What am I supposed to do?
Shout out, Jerome.
Yeah, shout out, Jerome. You keep looking for God. Shout out. Amazing.
Anthony on at Cash App. Good morning, Country and Western Tuesday. Yahoo, yesterday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Reuben, amazing. Three more coffees. Amazing fellowship last Sunday. Very nice. Thank you.
Last Sunday, and the rest of the Sundays prior to that, too, to be honest, was amazing. RebuildingAMan.com/church. Check it out. You can podcast RebuildingAMan.com/church.
Nice.
Check it out.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. Listening to yesterday's show when you were talking to Lynn about being good or evil.
Yes.
Based on what I'm hearing you teach, we are neither good nor evil, influenced by one or the other. So when you asked if you were good or evil,
ask.
I realize I'm neither. However, sometimes influence, the evil, do lead me. I do understand we must admit evil dwells in me. Yet that doesn't make me evil, is what I'm hearing from you. Correct me if I'm off, sir.
Evil has made a home in you. And then what happened is, growing up, you identify with evil. And the proof that you identify with, so you know, you start saying that. You start to say, I'm angry. I'm lonely. I'm going to get married, make children. I'm going to do this. I'm worried. I'm afraid. I'm depressed. I'm suicidal. I'm everything about you. And the reason that it is because you and evil has become one. So it made a home in you, your mind, and emotion. But it only stayed because you identify with it. It's not you. Ladies, it's not you. It's in you, but it's not you. Absolutely. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Manda, a member on JLP channel. Thank you, Manda.
Thank you, Manda. I appreciate it.
Two diamonds from Kid Combo. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl, don't you go. Ain't too proud to plead, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl, don't you go. Amazing.
Shmuel, 10 coffees, very generous. Love from Israel, Rabbi Jesse.
Thank you. I love Israel. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. The dream team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, the dream team.
That's right.
Should all three be president for life. Amazing. Thank you.
Kohlberger Art, a new member on the JLP channel.
Hey, Kohlberger Art. What a tough name.
Indeed.
Kohlberger Art. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Lin Yen Chin says, I block the insane, also known as intellectual. They don't know how to calm down enough to communicate properly. Even so, may you go in peace. Always awu.
Amazing.
Thank you, Lin Yen
Chin. I appreciate it. What's up?
Shout out to Elijah Games for Rec Vault Music and the rest of the supporters over on the D Live crew, as always. Thank you kindly.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing. I got to get to some calls and then we'll come back and finish up those. And then I got so many news items that I don't know what to do with it. Derek worked so hard to put this package together. And Lord mercy. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Nice.
I just printed some signs and some cards, and I got a couple of magnets. I'm going to start my own cleaning business.
Oh, you start your own business?
Yeah.
Amazing. What your husband say about it?
He doesn't say anything. He know I did it before.
I had a cleaning business in California for 15 years. So he knows I could do it.
I thought you were like a school teacher or something.
Oh, I work at Costco.
Oh, at Costco. But it was far away from your home, right?
Yeah, I have that long drive.
Right, okay. I wish you well with your business. What?
Thank you. Is there any advice you can give me?
Yes. Just do what's in front of you every day. Take advantage of the opportunities, but don't worry about the outcome. Do not be a double-minded person. When you get the opportunity to go and do a job, go do it and never think about the outcome about it. You stay present and you'll be fine. One day at a time. And don't compare yourself to others or anything. Just do you and you'll be fine. I don't like that word, okay. Do you. You just be present and do what's in front of you and you'll be fine.
Okay. Because a lot of people are like, you're going to leave Costco and all the benefits? Are you crazy? And I'm like, well, I could always buy my own if I do good enough.
And why are you talking to them about it? Why are you telling people this?
Oh, because Costco, I was thinking of giving my 2 weeks' notice.
But why are you telling all these people?
So that I could go full into it.
Why are you telling? Well, you're going to do? You're going to hear people telling you, oh, don't do it because of this and that. They're giving you their fears. Why don't you just live your life and do what's in front of you?
That's what I needed to hear.
And that was a question.
I agree.
No, that was a question.
I think that I am just going to go. I'm going to give my 2 weeks. I actually might do it today.
You still didn't ask a question.
Why don't I?
Why are you telling all these other people about what you're about to do and all they're doing to give you their fears?
It's because if the people are telling me that are the people that I work with and they don't want me to quit because I'm pretty awesome at my job. So they don't want me to leave.
And that's why you're telling them?
Well, I'm telling them because so that they know that I am probably about to quit.
Are you afraid to leave?
I don't think I am.
You sound like you are.
I'm afraid to leave the insurance just because I just had surgery not too long ago. But I have state insurance, so I have that to fall on. It's not that I don't have any insurance, but I think that it's the devil and people are putting bad thoughts in my head. And I know I can do good.
And if you know that you can do good, why do you have fear?
I think it's because of the surgery I just had and then the leaving this insurance because everybody says that Costco is like the best insurance you can get.
Are you healed from the surgery?
That's my only fear. I am pretty much healed.
So you will.
The Costco insurance helps me go out of state, and so I had to go to San Diego to have the surgery. So I am taking the risk that if something happens and I need to go to San Diego, I won't have this insurance to fall back on.
What does your husband say about all this?
He says, do whatever you want to do. He knows I can do the cleaning business, but he definitely says that he doesn't think I can do both. I can't run a cleaning business and do Costco at night. That would be way too much work on me that I need to choose. But the cleaning business, I can make a lot more money and have my own hours.
Does he work?
Schedule, be my own boss. He does eBay from home.
He does work?
Yeah.
Is eBay a job?
Yeah, it's like selling stuff on the internet.
So he does work. I wish you well with it, Brandon. Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
Just take it one step at a time, though, all right?
Yeah, I just didn't know if I should start giving my 2 weeks now and just go full on into the cleaning. As long as I get my 2 weeks, I can go back if it doesn't work out, right? That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know because I don't know the rules at Costco. You better find all that out before you do it, though.
All right.
Let me know how it goes. I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll call you back.
Okay. Okay. I got to take a break. Treasure chest open on D-Live.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit,
Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I won't mention the name of the company. I'm not promoting. But he looked like this guy that I think he got sell insurance or he was some type of lawyer. And he got posters everywhere. And they got one outside our building. And he looked like Omi. I'm like, is that Omi? What's up, Omi, my PR guy? Amazing. Anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right at the top of this hour. The Hake Report.com from 9 to 11. Check it out. You won't regret it. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And a lot of people ticked at Joel for like, it need to be fair when the white people come in here and other people like, fair? What's up? Y'all need to call them up and yell at them. Tell Joel how the cow ate the cabbage. Amazing. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And don't be scared. He can handle it. If he can't take it, he should dish it out. What the? At 11 a.m. Joel Friday TV, all right? A lot of people are not happy with Joel right now. They're like, what the? Let him know. All right? Don't be afraid. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby at 12 Pacific time. You know what energy? Y'all think Trump got energy? The American Anchor Baby has to rest. Better than all the rest. Trump got it, and the Lord gave the rest to the American Anchor Baby. 888-775-3773. I want to share one quick story with you that I didn't get to. And it's interesting. Very interesting. Y'all remember the lady Shiloh Hendricks? Shiloh was the lady that was at a park. It was seen to be a park. And had her baby. And some little baby tried, according to the report, tried to take something from her baby. And I think the little baby that tried to take her baby stuff was black. And she called the baby Nigarara. And all hell broke loose. Well, Shiloh, here's her first response since a black kid, not a black baby. The kid was a kid, not a baby. Her kid was a baby, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Her baby was white, and the black kid was black. However, allegedly, I put all that in there. Y'all fill out the blank. But Shiloh Hendricks' first response to the viral video about the N-word, watch this from X.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shiloh Hendricks. I wanted to take a little time to talk to you all about what's been going on. I have gotten every dime of my money. It's all gone to me. Nobody has asked me for any money. So there's that. The Avi thing happened where he got fired from his job and uploaded a video and started his own fundraiser. That had nothing to do with myself and the rest of the people that were involved. As soon as we found out the truth about all of that, I severed ties with him immediately.
I am not married to him. I don't know him. I've never met any of these people. When I first found out that the park video was going viral, it was very terrifying, but not surprising. I did not realize I was going to have so much support. It was very overwhelming, and I am so grateful for you all for that. I also just want to say how proud I am of everybody and just showing what can happen if we tribe up, stick together, and if we keep fighting back. Our future, our existence depends on standing up for ourselves and not backing down. We just have to keep on going. There's no other option. I mean, what else are we going to do? You can't be afraid of words. Don't be afraid of the people who are so fragile to a word.
That's true. Absolutely true. Who is the hymn that she's talking about?
I don't know. Apparently there was a whole bunch of internet personalities or people who gathered around and supported her and helped her organize this GoFundMe thing,
right,
or Give, Send, Go. And one of the guys ran into some problem, maybe of his own making, I don't know, but she had to sever ties with him. And there was maybe other people know about it, and so she's clarifying that she doesn't know him, because people will make up stuff. Oh, that's her husband.
She said they weren't staying. They know, isn't it?
They're not married. She's never even met that person. Severed ties with that guy.
Amazing. And then the last video from her, Shiloh planning on getting a new house outside of her state and not doing interviews. Why is this? Her mess.
I am just so thankful for you all. We are in the process of looking for a home, getting out of the state and starting a new life. And I want to have a quiet life. I don't plan on being an influencer. I don't plan on doing interviews. We're all doing okay. We've been moving around a lot. It's been an adventure. It's fun to see new places and been kind of an outlaw. And yeah, so I just want to say thank you, everyone. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
That's amazing. What's interesting about this whole thing, she used the N-word, and because she used a word, people attacked her. And because she used a word, the so-called N-word, which means nothing to the blacks, by the way, and she had to go through it. Human beings are cruel and nasty, evil people. There's nothing good in a human being, in the human nature. Don't think that it is. I'm telling you, it's not. Look how human beings treat each other. What's good about it? Look how you treat others, and look how they treat you. What's good about it? Tell me something good. I wish her well. And she's right. You can't let a word control you. That doesn't even make sense. What's wrong with you? You got to overcome that, folks. 888-7. I wish you well, Shiloh Hendricks. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly back to the phones here. Let me go to Illinois and talk to Neto. Neto, I believe. Neto, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
All right, that's amazing. So I want to ask you, can I tell you and the people how I first did the silent prayer without even knowing that I was doing it?
Okay.
So I found you out in 2022, and in 2019, I got fired from my job. I was taking care of my family with two kids. I was married we're going on 15 years, and work got really hard, it was mainly my life. You know, I had a lot of pain in me, and it got so bad that my wife, she didn't obey me or anything, and my kids she was trying to destroy them, and one day she told me, she's like, can I throw one of my friends a baby shower? And I told her, no, we need that money to pay our bills and, you know, to keep surviving. And she ended up doing it. And that made me so angry that I ended up basically getting fired because I stole something from work, and I got caught and I got fired. And that sent my wife into like the worst, because I was basically feeding her ego, and I had an ego too. And one night I was feeling all the pains of regret, just everything, all the pains you could think of. And I went into the bathroom and I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, why did I do all this? And that flash of an instinct, God gave me, he showed me everything that I did wrong in like in 1 second. I saw how bad I was, and I started crying, and I sat on the toilet. I was hurt, and my stomach was hurting. And I told God, I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm so evil. Like, can you please just take all the pain out of me? And I closed my eyes, and I was just silent. I just didn't move, didn't do anything. I was just sat there, and 2 minutes went by, and I felt something get sucked out of me. Like God put a straw in me and he sucked everything out of me, all the pain. And after that, I felt this peace where nothing mattered. Like, I didn't feel anything at all. It was just like looking at a blank sheet of paper, just all white. And that's when I felt that peace. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what I did, because I was raised Catholic. So I was, you know, I only knew words. I knew about God, but I didn't know him. And yeah, it's been a struggle. Like, it's been hell still, but now I could see, and I could see the anger, and I could see all the thoughts and everything. And she's still lost. My kids are coming back to me. My daughter came back to me. My son's still dealing with a bunch of anger that he's still trying to fight it. Or I tried to talk to him, but yeah, that's what I want to tell you.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
You're 40? Wow, you sound so young. I thought you were younger. Oh. That is amazing, man. You're right on, and that's the way to do it. Ask God, and he will show you like that. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And it sounds like you already know this, but I'll repeat it. When that anger, when you see those thoughts and feelings of anger, just don't call it you anymore. Live with it. Stay with it. Don't run away from it. And it will be taken away from you completely. That's an amazing, man. Amazing, really.
Yeah, thank you. I got one question for you.
That amazing.
I know, right?
That made you want to holler.
Yeah, it did. You know, at first I was like, I can't believe it's happening to me. But the only thing is my son is that he still has a lot of anger in me. And sometimes he came at me with a knife.
How old is he?
He's 15.
And so does he live with you?
Yes.
Oh,
we're still married.
Oh, you still with that woman?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's terrible. She cheated on me twice after I got fired. You know, it's been pure hell, but I...
Why have you got rid of her? Why are you staying with her?
Because I don't get mad.
So you stay with her because you don't get mad?
I don't see... well, and my kids, too. I don't want her to have them.
And so because of time, what is it like living in the same home now with a woman that's angry like that, cheated twice, your son's going after you, coming after you with a knife and calling to you? What is it like living in the same household with that?
When I see my wife, I see her get angry, I kind of see her like a little girl now. Like I, you know, tell her, hey, you need to calm down, young lady. Or, you know, I speak up like you say. And I've told her before, one time she was crying. I said, when women cry, when women are crying, they're lying. And she looked at me. She stopped instantly, stopped crying, and looked me in the side of the eye. And I saw her. I'm like, oh, yep.
I rest my case. When they're exactly. Crying, when she's crying, she's lying. And so, like, your son came after you with a knife. What did that mean?
He sure is always, like, if he gets angry at his sister or his mom, you know, I tell him, you need to calm down. And exactly when I say that, he gets this rage in his eye and he comes at me. And I'm quick enough to stop him. I grab his arm, and two times I said, in Jesus' name, get out of my son. And that's helped. I don't know. It's helped. So I say it.
But do you sleep in the same house at night as your son?
Yeah, he has his own room.
Hey, 15, you know what? Do what you want. If your son is that angry at you that he can come at you as a knife, that means that he got some serious spiritual issues talking to him, being influences him in his head. I don't know if you should take that risk, let him be in the house like that.
I'm not going to, I understand, but I'm not going to put him in an institution.
Why not?
Because that's where he's going to definitely be lost.
But he can also, and again, I don't know, I'm not saying, I just know cases like this. He can also, he could be so angry that he's listening to those voices in his head, and those voices can tell him to take your life. Your father don't love you. Look how mean he is to your dad. I mean, your mother. Look how he treat you. He might well kill him. I mean, aren't you concerned about that? Or are you?
No, I'm not. I mean, at one point, I was worried, but not anymore. Now that I got God on my side and, you know, the power of forgiveness, it blows anything out the water. So I just try to, everything that you say, I tell him, and I tell him about the silent prayer. And that's all I could do, just take it one day at a time.
Do you tell him to drop that anger between that his mother has turned him against you?
Yes.
And what does he say?
He's like, I try.
He tried to what? Forgive his
mother?
He's
trying to drop his anger and forgive and all that.
Is he doing the silent prayer?
Sometimes he does it and sometimes he doesn't. He says it's really hard for him.
And so he comes after you with a knife and you grab his hand?
Yep.
That's amazing, man. I'm thinking about this story down in Palm Springs, California. There was a young white kid who has been accused of creating bombs and going down and trying to destroy a fertility clinic. And he blew up the fertility clinic in his car. He was in the car, too. He died, according to the report. And so they talked to his father, and his father said, well, he was always like that. He was always creating little cocktail bombs and things like that. The father said that when the boy was young, he burned down their house. And so the signs are always there, but people tend not to pay attention to the signs. I don't know. I wish you well with that, man. Really, I do. And I'm not telling you to put him out. That's up to you. But I would really be careful with that. Try to make sure this boy is not living in his head and listen to thoughts about hurting you. Because even when he went at you with a knife, he would listen to angry, evil spirits telling him to do that.
Yeah, I told him when he came at me with the knife, I told him, I'm like, this is not you, this is evil.
Yeah.
How
many times has he done that?
Two times with the knife and then one time with a bat.
What?
And yeah, it's been like in the past maybe like 5 months since I've been waking up more and I think my anger transferred to him, but I don't know.
No, he hates you. Based on what you said, he hates you. He's identified with his mother. He hates you because he's identified with her.
Yeah, she is. She is really gone.
And why is she working on herself?
No.
Why are you staying with Satan?
Because I'm not afraid. I don't know. It's just like I take it one day at a time, and you know, one day is good, and then one day is bad, and yeah.
It sounds like a bad situation, man. With all that going on, I don't know if I'll take that risk. I don't know if God would want you. I don't think God means for you to stay in a place where your son is coming after you with knives and a bat. And then your wife is hating you like that and influencing him and all. I don't know. I think you're taking the joke too far. I don't know if you're supposed to stay in that environment. How God ain't gonna protect you like that? How old is your son? 15. That's like a young adult.
Yeah, and I told him, I'm like, you need to stop all this anger. You need to drop it because you're getting bigger and older, and there's gonna be a certain time where I can't even protect you.
And what did he say?
He was like, yeah, you're right.
And what did he say about coming at you with a, he was going to beat you down with the bat?
Yeah, he had it behind his back. This is his head. And before he came down with it, I grabbed his arm, so he wasn't able to do anything.
Is he like a big guy or a little skinny Mexican?
He's, no, I'm 6 feet, 200 pounds, and he's about 5'9", 150, so he's getting up there.
Wow. And you stand in that situation because you ain't scared because you got the Lord?
Yep.
I don't know about it. You got to have some wisdom, man, and understanding. It doesn't sound like a situation you should be in, or maybe, and however you should be in, maybe they have to leave, or you should get out of the situation. But it's up to you, man, but be careful. Because evil works in people, and it's always talking to their mind, speaking to them about crazy stuff. And if they're not understanding what's speaking to them, evil can convince your son to do some horrible things in that household.
I understand. Yeah, I'll keep all of this in mind, and I'm gonna keep talking to him.
Man, you be careful though, because I'm telling you, evil can make people do things that are absolutely out of this world, and it's not them, and they believe it, and they be caught up with it. And it makes them do things they regret later. So I would be careful over that, man. I'll be very careful if he's already shown that type of violence to you.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, sometimes I feel like it is. I am in hell for sure. But yeah, I got someone protecting me.
Well, I don't know how much, you know, God protects you, but God is not telling you, okay, stay in this situation. I got your back. It's not that kind of protection. He shows you how to get away from the devil, away from that situation.
Yeah.
I wish you well with me. I got to run, but amazing story. But I would be careful if this boy has come at you with bats and knives and things like that. That's not good. And you don't know what his mother's feeding him when you're not around. Meaning what she's saying to him.
She used to feed him a lot because she was a stay-at-home mom, but not anymore. Since I got fired, so now I told her she had to go back to work, or she has to go to work to work.
Good. Tell her she can stay at work 24 hours a day. Don't ever come back.
Yeah. That's why I try to keep them away from her.
Yeah.
Especially my daughter, too, because, they were going down the wrong path. He was trying to wear dresses. I walked into him there one time in the bedroom.
Who
was
trying to wear dresses?
My son.
The one that went to bat?
Yep.
Oh, Lord, not George, yeah. Lord.
What? This was like when he was 5 years old, but that doesn't happen anymore.
Well,
I'll keep you posted.
All right, man. Make sure you God protect you with common sense, all right?
Okay.
I wish you well, man.
All right, thank you, man. God bless you guys out there.
You too, buddy. Thank you. What up? You can't play with evil, folks. Evil does not play. And evil is never sorry. Really? Super chat. Super
chat.
That's an amazing story to me.
Indeed.
Man. Super chat.
Anthony on Cash App. We got ourselves a Black Fatigue League WNBI.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, sir. When you say things like, if the white man had done what the black mayor out in Chicago had done, what do you think would have happened? You sounds like the world saying that. However, maybe I'm reading too much into it.
The black mayor hired all black people.
Yeah, and said blacks are the most forgiving.
Right.
And generous.
If a white man had done that, they would be burning the country down. That's what I'm saying. There's a double standard when it comes to the law and all that in my country. I mean that. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. I need me a chocolate man, Jesse. I want to ask, what kind of a chocolate man? Are you dark chocolate, white chocolate, milk, peanut butter, or sea salt? I need one now. The stab assignment. Thank you. I had a friend that I thought was my friend betray me at work. Now every day I get a stab when I see him. Thank you for allowing me to see it so I can die from it.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
Matt1776 gifted the cookie on pills.net.
Thank you.
Santino, what do you get with a pregnant slave? Buy one, get one free. Ken is now a member on JLP.
What now? Amazing. Thank you.
Sion, Jesse's birthday tomorrow. Happy early birthday.
Thank you, Sion. That's amazing. Thank
That's
you.
That's sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
David, God bless Bond.
And thank you, and God bless you. Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet gifted the can. We do a little coonin'. It's called We Do a Little Coonin'.
Nothing like a coon. Garrett, my producer, is a coon. Amazing. Thank you.
Conservative Chris, the Black Panther. Good morning from Atlanta, Georgia. Jesse, keep up the amazing work. Once you go black, you overreact.
That's for sure. Thank you, Chris. We're going to have Chris on the radio show one day. Amazing. Thank you, buddy. Amazing.
AKP. Happy birthday, coming, Jesse. You've changed my life for better. I'm forever grateful. Can you live forever?
You got to live forever. No one ever dies. Only the ego dies. There's only one death, and that's the ego death. Amazing. Thank you.
Seeker. Hey, Jesse, I have a funny joke could use on people. When someone mentions racism, you could reply, Ray, who is racism? I had an uncle named Ray. You talking about my uncle? I thought you were talking about my uncle. Oh, go ahead. Says Seeker.
Amazing, thank you.
Say Star 3 Coffees, Jesse Crew, what's up? Biblical question answer.
What? Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both.
Understanding all the way. Ain't no telling what the answer is with you, Uncle Jesse. You always tend to surprise me. Let me ask you this question inspired by the last atheist interview in the Fallen State. How can you envy something you don't believe in? What the?
Amazing. Thank you. I can't respond. I will tomorrow if I remember. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of your super chats tomorrow, guys, hopefully.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
We need to start out with a super chat tomorrow.
All right.
We can catch up on them. It is Bible Thumping Thursday tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Listen, folks, you're dealing with evil. And NATO, be careful, man. I'm telling you. The Lord protects you with wisdom. He ain't gonna tell you where you stand is all that I got your back. But I wish you well, man. Drop the anger, folks. Really. Forgive your mothers and your fathers. Otherwise, you ain't never be free. You can hang it up. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Thanks for your support. Hate Report is coming now. Then Joel Friday TV. And then the American Anchor Baby. Bye. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com rebuildingtheman.com/stores and get Parcheesi coffee.